be a sharp dresser. You may be a fantastic dancer. You may be a lively conversationalist. But what happens at the end of the evening when the time comes to show how you feel? Unless you can kiss with confidence, all your fancy dressing, dancing, and talking won't get you a second date.
I'd meet a boy I really liked. I'd start to win his heart. Come the time to kiss goodnight, I always fell apart. I'd giggle like I had no brains, or else I'd start to cough. I thought my perspiration stains would turn a fellow off.
If you ask yourself a few simple questions before kissing, is your breath fresh? Do you have spinach on your teeth? Is your deodorant strong enough? You may also find yourself worrying about what will happen once you are in the act of kissing. Will your stomach growl? Will your braces lock? Will you be able to prolong the kiss and still breathe? Are best cleared from the mind by the romance chant method, a technique which will also place your lips naturally in kissing position.
Háblame, único del mundo. Dígame cómo te hace ese sonido tan glorioso. Que un hora con anticipación de él, mi erudición vestía, gruyendo, entusiasmándose y palpitando.
Practice this chant in the morning as you rise, in the evening as you retire, and just before a date. Once you have mastered these techniques, there is only one worry left. Will it go too far? It never will if you remain alert to these danger signals. Heavy breathing, wandering hands, strong heartbeats. A nice way to maintain self-control without offending the other person is to say,
I am not ready to handle what I think is coming.
Then you both go home and daydream. Tomorrow you can start again fresh. Remember, you cannot get pregnant from kissing. Think of others these techniques will help. Do you know someone who drools when he kisses, or burps, or bites? Why not do them a favor and send them this record anonymously?